Have you found the power of prayer? Is prayer the most misunderstood power in the world? I found a promise about the power of prayer in Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing. Oh, I love that. Paul the Apostle gives us the least expensive antidote to anxiety. Can you imagine the millions of people who take medication, abuse drugs, or fall ill because of anxiety? You see, anxiety has become an epidemic worldwide. And I believe that prayer is the answer. Not just any prayer, but prayer to God. Have you ever been anxious? And how do you cope with anxiety? I hope that you've discovered that prayer is not a fancy set of words, but a simple, tell your request to God. You see, I grew up in a traditional religion where prayers were all written by leaders. As a congregation, we'd all recite these prayers together. I'm not criticizing this practice, but it didn't seem to help me. After I started a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, my prayers became more spontaneous. They weren't fancy or eloquent, but they became personal. Are your prayers personal? I'll never forget the day my mom asked me to pray for her friend that had cancer. To my surprise, a week or so later, my mom found me washing my car and she screamed with excitement, "She's healed of cancer, Paul!" Are your prayers personal and powerful? I discovered that day that my prayers are both personal and powerful. Prayer became an opportunity instead of a religious task. I'm asking God that He'll help you in the next few days to discover the power of prayer. Once you experience it, you'll never be powerless again. Prayer is not a desperate plea for help, but a powerful force to change lives. And that's how you can become a transmitter of miracles. Because you are a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.